Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're asking the question, are you a helicopter parent? That term came from a recent article in Newsweek magazine that details how differently the parents of our generation communicate with their teenage children versus the way their parents communicated with them just 20 years ago. And today, we're covering the first and mildest degree called tether parents. The phrase tether comes from the old game of tetherball. In other words, the child is on the other end of a technology leash, allowing them to only go so far in any direction. Using modern technology like cell phones, email, and text messaging, tether parents contact their teenage children at least once a day. This stems from the fact that these parents are from the baby boomer generation, a generation devoted to their children. 76% of these parents say they are closer with their kids than they were with their parents at that age, and 71% say they talk to their kids more than their parents spoke to them while they were in college. I remember leaving home at 18 and going all week without contacting my parents, but things are very different now between me and my children. As a matter of fact, after researching this subject, I've realized that I am a mild tether parent. I don't seek to control my children's lives, but I do stay in contact with them on a daily basis. Here's a good example. My daughter Renee, who is a student at Southeastern University, recently got her first speeding ticket. Our first impulse was to not only pay for the ticket, but to also address the envelope, mail it, and sign her up for the driving class to reduce the points. But it dawned on us that if we had done that, we would have been robbing her of an opportunity to mature and be responsible for her actions. The potential danger in being a tether parent is crossing the line of control. God has placed these children in our care, and it's our responsibility to teach them responsibility. Renee survived the whole ordeal, took her class, and is now an even safer driver. And my wife and I, we're happy tether parents. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.